Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hello, welcome. Welcome, friends. I'm delighted you're here today. This is Molly McCord, and my website is ConsciousCoolChic.com, which is where I write about a lot of consciousness-raising information. And then on this show, I talk about it even more and share with you more insights from my galactic team and talk about astrology and all kinds of fun stuff. So welcome if you're new to the show, and if you are back listening again this week, I appreciate your energetic presence. So I hope you get a lot from today's show. We're talking about past lives, future lives, and present themes. Now, this is a fascinating topic, and it has a lot of information circulating right now. Excuse me. And so I was ready for the show. I was thinking about what I was going to say, what I was going to share with you. And then this morning, my team gave me another way to look at this information and take me higher with what I can share with you. So I'm going to be doing that, giving you some messages about present themes related to past lives and future lives. I'm excited about that because it does feels elevated. You know, it has that higher perspective that is really beneficial to our journeys right now. So we're going to take a look at that. And what they showed me is that we're going to talk about three specific themes that are coming up strongly for people right now: relationships, abundance, and personal expression. And for each of those themes, there is a galactic visitor, here to give us some messages. And I see them sitting on a panel, sort of like, this is comical, but it's a little bit like a panel for the American Idol TV shows or any other reality show where people are singing and dancing and you have a panel of experts. It's showing up as a panel of experts here to talk about relationships, abundance, and personal expression. So we're going to get to that shortly. On the second half of the show, astrology, we're talking about Pluto in Capricorn right now. Pluto is very strong this week. Pluto has been retrograde for 5 months and has turned direct yesterday, September 18th. What that means is that the energy is heightened. It's like a giant pause, a slow motion, while the train changes direction and starts to move forward again. So we're going to look at where Capricorn is in your chart, and we're going to look at how the Pluto energy is working with Capricorn in your chart. So you're going to want to have your astrology chart handy for that part of the show. And as always, if you don't have it in front of you right now, no problem. You can come back later, listen to the show again, and get the information. I want to talk about the energies of the past week, because I don't know how you've been feeling, but I have felt more tired than normal. In fact, on Sunday, I was wiped out. I couldn't get anything done. I was just, I felt like I was comatose in some regards. And I just had to go with that. I just had to be in that space and allow my body to rest, allow my mind to rest, to really honor the messages that were coming through right now. There's so much going on different levels of our beings that we have to pay attention to what we need and to honor that. And this past week has definitely shown us where we need to listen. Another side effect I've been feeling is hungry. I find myself in the kitchen a lot lately, and I'm just looking for something. So I make sure and stock a lot of vegetables and fruits and protein, although what I really want are pretzels and chocolate. I'm reaching for what I know will nourish my body right now. I'm hungry every few hours, no matter what I eat, and that's part of these big energies that are coming through. Weight changes is another thing that I'm experiencing right now, where I feel like I'll wake up some mornings and I'll feel 20 pounds heavier or I'll feel 10 pounds lighter, and nothing has changed in my habits or my routine. It feels like every cell in my being is just expanded a bit and is holding more energy, and we're feeling that in our weight, shifting. If that's something you're noticing too, just be aware of it and don't identify with it. You know, I sometimes think, oh no, I'm now 10 pounds heavier. Do I have to go change this, and this? But really, it's mostly energetic, and we just need to allow it to flow and to move through us and to return to taking care of our body and to not identify with the numbers, to not identify with the weight or with any specifics. Just know it's part of this process that we're going through. And keep physical activity on your daily agenda. That's been very helpful to just move energy through. It's not a time to sit still. And you're probably noticing that and feeling that even if you work in an office or if you feel that you're chair-bound most of the day, I work in front of the computer, and I feel that in order for me to be making progress and doing what I need to do, I feel that I have to be sitting. But we can change that. And you can stand even when you're at the computer. You can take quick minute breaks. Just go for a walk around the neighborhood for 5 minutes. Just keep moving. It's vital right now in ways that it hasn't been before. Also, when I'm exercising and moving around, I work with my chakras. And I will intentionally focus on certain chakras, on opening them up, on seeing energy move through them while I'm exercising. Even if it's a quick 2 minutes, I am continually checking in with where my energy feels stagnant and what needs attention to just keep things flowing right now. And the reason why is because energy is really strong right now, intense energy. And people are more sensitive, reactive, and impulsive, among other things. Maybe you're noticing this too, whether it's in your personal conversations or through social media or through emails or wherever you are interacting, you might notice that there's just a heightened reactionary sense right now. And part of that is because of people not moving their energy right now and not consciously being aware of what they're needing. We are reading and feeling each other's energies more, and I am picking up on that very clearly for many people. You know, I will send an email to somebody, and I will know their response right away. And we need to give each other room. We need to give each other room to express ourselves, to have our space, to not have expectations and attachments to each other. I've mentioned in previous shows that I'm clairaudient, and that's one of the ways that my intuitive ability works. And so I hear things, and I hear people's reactions, and I hear their thoughts. And I have to give people more room to go through whatever is being triggered right now. That's one of the important lessons of this big shift, is that we need to give each other space, and we need to choose intentionally what we claim for ourselves. Choose where your energy connects and where it does not. What do you want to engage with? What do you want to consciously express when you're communicating with people? You know, this there's a lot of talk about 2012 and the next 3 years, and even though all that talk is valuable, the other side of it is that this energy we are working with, this is it. This is what it's about. This is what it's about, being consciously powerful and knowing who you are and embracing your skills. Everything we're working with now is about fine-tuning and refining our divine selves. So getting back to the concept of space, give yourself space to do everything you need to do right now to take care of yourself. It's more important than ever to surround yourself with people who are an energetic fit and who feel good to you and uplift you, and at the same time to detach and accept other people who are in a different place. To accept without judgment, to be an observer, to just have that neutral observation about where every person is. It's a very powerful, powerful approach right now because of all the energies swirling around and all of the potentials that are available. I'm noticing that for many people, fears around being supported are coming up. And I'm using this to segue into our topic today, which is about past lives, future lives, and present themes. So as I talk about this, please choose a topic that is coming up for you right now. And trust the first thing that comes to mind. And I'm going to use the idea of being supported, because I've noticed that for many of my clients, and I've noticed that coming up for myself at times, is that we're at a new, I want to say, launching point, okay? We're really at a new place to lift off. And we're looking left and we're looking right, up, down, anywhere, for the support of who is going to have our back, who will be there for us, who will understand, who will help us with our goals, the financial support, the relationship support, and even the spiritual support, you know, coming back to trust. And all of this is coming up in various ways. And this is a theme for many, because it's a theme we have been working with through many, many incarnations. Lives, past lives, future lives, is all described in the continuum of time and space. But as we know, everything is happening right now. And I have that quote up there on the Blog Talk Radio page from Einstein that says, the only reason for time is so everything doesn't happen at once. And so we use the term past lives and future lives to put our existence on a continuum so that our linear minds can get it. However, because we are multidimensional beings, everything is happening now. And that is why these present themes that we're feeling now are so important. They're so important to identify and embrace. The present theme that's coming up for you is reflecting for you parts of your multidimensional being that are ready for greater amplification and love. And I'm feeling so much love come through right now. I want you to know that this part of the show, I'm consciously channeling. I consciously channel a lot, and I don't always share that because there's a part of me that wants to stay grounded in my human definition. And then there's a part of me that doesn't care. So I'm channeling this information for you in my human self, and with a ton of wisdom coming through about these concepts. So I need to take a deep breath, just a moment. Okay. So the information that's coming through is that we need to grasp and embrace the present themes that are in front of us right now, because they represent a component of our multidimensional energy that we have selected to work with and to master. And the theme that you are feeling right now has most likely been present in all of your incarnations. Sometimes it has been very strongly worked with, and other times it might be in the background. But the idea that your theme right now has been with you is important because it represents a part of your soul that is here to do more work for the benefit of yourself and for the benefit of all souls. And we are doing this work right now to infuse all directions of time and all dimensions with higher energies. And this work that we are coming up against, and I'm saying against because it feels like we've been here before, and it's almost like we're ready to create a new breakthrough. And this energy has built up and built up and built up, and perhaps it feels clogged in some areas of you where you feel stuck or you feel that you don't know where to direct the energy or you don't know what to do at this place again. And this is why the fears are circling around and they're coming back up. And yet a part of you knows, a very wise part of you knows, it's not about the fears at all. It's about the potentials. And that now is an important pivotal time of choice. You don't have to know the direction. You don't have to know the answers or even what to do. The responsibility right now is to get clear about your highest and best expression of yourself. And this is why past lives are so important to us, because we get insights and information about our soul's experience. And we bring all that into our multidimensional aspects to work with it and infuse it with fuller, more expansive energies. And the concept of now is offering us a stronger connection to our power source, to our soul's energy. We are more aware of this energy, and we are more aware of how we can consciously direct it than ever before. Everything you've identified as a past life for yourself is not truly your identity. It's a role you played. It was a theme you selected to work with and play with, like Play-Doh. You took that Play-Doh and made it into one form, and then you took it and made it into a different form, and you stretched it and you bent it and you created it into multiple, multiple incarnations. And so now you're taking that and you are able to elevate it, infuse it with greater understanding that it was just one role you were playing. It was just one way you chose to work with this theme. And the gift of right now is that the theme you are experiencing holds your greatest levels of potential, of mastery, and of outcome, which is why it also feels scary, because a part of your soul has not been here before where you have this conscious choice in your human self. There have been numerous times where you've gone through these roles and gone through these scenarios, and the outcome has not been, we'll say, rewarding. The outcome hasn't felt good. It hasn't, you haven't received what you anticipated. But that is why you're here now, is because you're working with this theme to master it and to own it and to claim it in a new way. So look at the theme that's coming up for you and see it as outside of you. Maybe it's sitting in your hands, maybe it's sitting on the table, or it's outside. But see this theme outside of you. It's within your energy field, but it isn't your soul identity. It's just part of you. It's just one aspect. And so for those who are feeling fearful around not being supported, and whatever that means to you, it could mean not feeling supported in abundance and monetary energy. It could mean not feeling supported in relationships or partnerships, or it could be related to business endeavors. It could be related to any area of life. Think about What area is coming up for yourself the strongest right now? And notice the immediate trigger feeling. Is that fear? Is it doubt? Is it distrust? Humiliation? Abandonment? Rejection? Betrayal? Notice what that is for yourself right now and trust whatever comes to mind first. Because what we're going to do is we're going to have these galactic visitors comment and share the sole purpose of each of these themes and each of these emotions. What do you choose for yourself right now, with any choice being possible? Any choice beyond what you may have originally thought would serve you, or beyond what you thought was possible? This is a time when anything is possible. It's not what your family chooses, or your partner, or your business, or your friends, or anyone else. It's what do you choose? What do you want that vibrates and resonates with you now for everything that you are, that is in vibration with your full essence? And as I'm in my human form as Molly, I'm seeing a panel sitting at a clear glass table surrounded by white light, and there are three beings, and I feel their energetic presence, but they only want to speak one at a time. And in front of them, instead of name tags, they have identifiers of what their topics are. And I'm seeing the first one is abundance. The second one is relations. And the third one is creativity. And the first, behind the first, I'm going to call it a name plaque, of abundance. Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, she's like a Greek goddess. Blonde hair flowing, shiny silver wardrobe. Two bracelets on her right wrist. Earrings, long hair, and she's just glowing with white light. Okay, and she's offering a message about abundance. The concept of abundance has been portrayed in very defined manners in your life. You have felt that it is something outside of you. You have felt that it is something beyond you. You have associated abundance with those who have power and money. If you were to look around your earth plane right now, you would see that abundance is everywhere and it exists naturally. It is in your trees. It is on your ocean floors. It is in the clouds. It is in your garden. Abundance is an energy that you are naturally connected to and you naturally exist from. But in your soul's experiences, you have chosen to limit abundance so that you could work with other energies. And you have now chosen to be complete with that expression. The energy of abundance is always open to you, dear ones, and it is what you choose to connect to when you are ready. You do that with your sovereign will. You know that abundance is who you are. You know it is beyond money, paper form, or bank accounts. All of those systems you have set up to help you work with the energy, but now your energy is beyond those systems. Abundance can come to you in unlimited channels. If you wish to connect with greater financial support in your life, it is highly recommended that you move beyond the limitations of money, numbers, and any ways that you can find what abundance can look like in your energy. The true essence of abundance is that it is an energy, and you must open yourself up to those energies in greater form. And then you must trust. Trust that you will always be supported. You will always see what you need to see. You will always receive what you need to receive. We created the monetary system as a way to direct the flow of abundance. But now you can break through and create new systems of abundance that work and support you. You are divine creators who can create your own abundance. There is no limitation. There is no lack. There is no wrong way to do this. Most humans find limitations within their own minds. And this is where your abundance concepts come from and where they are held back. Please be willing to break free of this and to understand that the concept of money is simply an energy exchange. Yes, you need it to pay your bills, to put food on your tables, to wear clothes, and to take care of all of your immediate human needs. You have had other previous incarnations that dealt with this theme so that you could arrive at this point in time to master this energy. You are masters of abundance. It's all you know. You have played the roles of lack to benefit yourself, your soul, and humanity, and now you are ready to change that role. Lead the way. Be the abundance. Call on your support teams and your divine angels to be there for you, for we will always provide what you need. Because we are abundance for you. We exist in unlimited form for you. Recognize that your fears around abundance are meant to show you what you have known before, but you have new choices to make now. Value yourself. Value your contributions. Value yourself as a soul. The greater value you put on yourself reflects the greater abundance. For it is all connected. You are valued, you are needed, and your natural essence is an important part of the flow of energy. Undo programming so that you can allow your higher master self to direct what is true for you. And do not limit your potential by focusing on abundance. You are abundance. Every cell in your being is abundance. Bless every cell. Bless every bone, every muscle, every part of your being. What you bless will multiply. And the gratitude you show for who you are will multiply, and this contributes to the abundance of your energy, and it contributes to what you connect to in your energy fields. Bless yourselves, for you are blessed, you are abundance. There are no limitations to all you can create and be at this time. Okay, I need to take a quick drink. Oh, her energy was so pure and shimmery, silver, glowing. Wow, that was lovely. Okay, so now I'm seeing in this panel the middle being, the middle energetic presence. This energy feels neither masculine nor feminine to me. It feels futuristic, and I would actually describe it as being more of a, it's like shapes. It's like colorful, vibrant shapes, and this being is addressing the energy of creativity. Okay, so originally relations was in the middle, and then relations moved to the end, so they just changed their order. Okay, so creation. Personal expression and creativity. Ah, okay, so they set this up so that we're talking about abundance and how abundance is related to what you create. Okay, I feel this energy as being very red, blue, green, very bright, stark, defined colors. And the message is coming through is that, okay, the energy of your creative force is boundless. You say you write books, or you paint, or you use cameras, or you write and express yourself, but these are simply one way. Okay, sorry. He's speaking in another language. Okay. So, okay, he's explaining that it's hard for him to communicate in this language because he is not of this dimension. And so his message is going to be more brief. And to pick up where we left off, he is saying that what you express and what you create is one dimension of who you are. And that for many of us, you have used this energy multiple times in your life, and it has not always led to what you wanted. It was not the result you thought you would get, and now it's different. And he's saying that you are changing forms of what you can create, that you are setting new creative energies in motion, and that you won't see it elsewhere. You won't see other people doing the same thing. And even though a part of you is looking for validation and acknowledgement, you must give that to yourself first, because that is the only source that matters. And he's expressing that the role of creation is our master roles. And we have been through these scenarios numerous times where the payoffs were not what they could have been. And so we came back to make them everything they are and to increase our own potentials. The way we can create anything at this time is limitless. It's boundless. You can be a premier photographer, an incredible author. You can be an amazing painter. You can be a glorified scientist. You can be all of these things. You can be anything. Follow what you need and want for your own creative expression. Do not rely, do not rely on credentials, on other people's validation. Do not rely on anything other than yourself. Stay in your own lane. Stay in your own lane with blinders on. You can creatively express everything that is in vibration and alignment with your true source. It is your choice, and it is honored how and what you choose to create. But you are supported now in more ways because of all the resources and energetic support systems that will encourage you to keep expressing yourself. Okay, he's gone. Okay. So he changed form when he was sitting at the table, and now he's back to this very strong red energy. And I could tell that it was hard for him to be communicating because this dimension is much lower than the dimension he's from. Oh, he's from the 11th dimension. And this energy is harder for him to translate into. But that's why, but he's saying that many of us know his message because of our connection to higher dimensions. So if you would like to speak with someone of a higher dimension, that is where to go. And I guess, you know, he could feel Arcturian. It's fascinating because I just came across that information recently. He just feels he's very bold in his colors and very simple in his form, as if part of what we're doing is elementary, not meant to be negative or lower or insult or anything, but just it's like there's parts of us that have completed these creation phases and we're already in the 11th dimension. Okay, now I need to get another drink. Just a moment. Okay, and then we have one more person on the panel. Oh, this energy feels more playful and lighter. And I just want to laugh for no reason. The energy is very happy. And this energy on the panel is about relations. Interesting how it does not say relationships. It just says relations. And this being, this energetic presence, it's a being of light that is connected with the Pleiades, Pleiadian energy. It feels a little more feminine, and now it feels masculine. Okay, I need you to choose, please. Oh, no, he's just being playful. This is part of the playful energy of, nope, I'm not going to choose a gender. I'm going to be all genders. Oh, that's so beautiful because we're talking about relationships and how here in human form, we expect relations in a gender identifier. Okay. So he's going to be masculine for this and to talk about relations and that we have trained ourselves to look for support from others. We come in with a family. We come in with acquaintances, with friends, business associates, all supporting us on some energetic level. And so part of the Earth atmosphere is to work with others, to be in relation with them, to have this give and take as part of the paradigm of energy exchange, of love and fear and give and take and yes and no. And he is saying that this is how we set it up so that no matter what relationships we have, we can always come back to ourselves. And that it is within that we'll find the greatest support. However, part of the game is set up so that we expect partnership. We expect marriage in order to have children. We expect monogamy in our relationships. And this is not true for others in other dimensions, in other dimensions of time. Monogamy was not expected. Relationship was not expected. Being committed to another was not the norm. And there are parts of ourselves that are aware of this because there are parts of ourselves that we have mastered being our own internal support systems. And that can feel more trying on Earth because Earth is not energetically set up that way. But there are parts of our being that know this existence, that know that no matter where we travel, no matter where we go, everything we need is inside. All of our support is here. It's always with us. It never leaves us. We must take that level of knowingness and incorporate it into the human experience to redefine relationships as they work for us. Having partnerships, having marriages, having commitments is very valuable. But at the end of the day, it is a return to your own self that offers you the most value. You will always attract and be attracted to others who reflect you, your energy back to you. The more you focus on supporting yourself, the more people you will connect with who are supporting themselves and who will then be able to support you more effortlessly and easily and gracefully. The concept of relations is part of the Earth paradigm. It's part of what you are here to master. It's part of the deep internal changes that are occurring for you. Return to who you are in a galactic sense. Return to everything you've done across multiple timelines, multiple dimensions of time, knowing that every time you have always been taken care of and supported, regardless of who was in your life. When you came to Earth, you chose to forget these previous experiences of being a master within your own energy. Relationships are an opportunity for you to experience yourself and experience your fears and your doubts as a way to infuse them with your own self-knowingness. It is easier at times to want a partner, but your true partner is yourself. Return to yourself first, then connect to others second. Historically, you have set it up in reverse, and now it is time where you return to who you are as a master soul, and you know that you have everything you need and that what you seek is within. Choose yourself, knowing that when you choose to support yourself and you choose to strengthen your own inner core, you are contributing to that energy around the world and encouraging others to do the same. And this will create a new Earth paradigm of stronger individuals who are able to support themselves and form relationships with other like-minded souls who are strong in who they are and who require less from others. Please do not confuse this with the need to relate to others, to communicate with others, and to be with others. These are all important, but the primary message is about your expectations of others and your attachments to others. Return all of that to yourself, and you will be returning to a system of immense love. Okay, he's saying he could keep going, but he's not going to because he knows we're all busy. I told you, he's playful. He's fun. Okay, he's saying that many people know this message, and some of us just need to be reminded of it. He said there are those listening who will always return to relationships first, and that this is one of their soul's choices right now. So please, okay. He's saying that there's both sides of the teeter-totter are being played, and that this is, again, where we have the choice to choose what is best for us right now, and that having relationships is important, and having a partner is valuable. But remember that it's you that decides the energetic vibrations of all of those, and it's okay to raise that vibration at any time. Okay, so I feel like he has a lot more to say, and he says he needs to get on my calendar. So I think what we're going to do is I'm going to have a future show specifically about this because relationships are so important. And he is a little bit of a show-off, and he wants to share more. So what I'm going to do, okay, I'm looking again at the panel, and I see how all these energies are very regal and divine and loving, and that each being is here for energetic support if you need any of them. Call on any energies that would help you right now feel supported. Okay. I'm looking at the time. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to get some tea. And I'm going to ground myself, and then I'm going to transition into the astrology section. Okay, thank you for waiting. I also extended the show because I don't want things to go over. And I'm still grounding myself. That energy was really strong, and it felt a little bit overpowering in the sense that these were different beings sitting at one table, and they were confining themselves in order for us to connect with them. And that is a demonstration of how supported we are, is that the energies are so big right now, and we are able to connect to beings in incredible ways. And I'm having a hard time putting it into words even, because it's that powerful. But if you feel a connection with any of those energetic presences, please invite them in to work with you, because I know that that is what they are here to do. Any way they can, in any way that honors your free will. So I'm going to switch into some of the astrology, and the astrology is focused on Pluto in Capricorn right now. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that Pluto is turning direct this week, yesterday, September 18th, and then today, September 19th, is making an exact square to Uranus in Aries. Now, this square has been happening for a little while. It started in June, and it will be going into 2015. This is just the second meetup of these two planets, and the next one is going to be in May 2013. So what I want to look at right now is how Pluto is working with you. Okay, and you want to find in your astrology chart where Capricorn is. I put the symbol of Capricorn on the Blog Talk Radio slideshow so you can get a visual of what that glyph looks like. It looks like it's supposed to be like a mountain and then a squiggle line, which could also symbolize a mountain goat's horns. Capricorn is symbolized by the mountain goat. It is kind of an odd glyph. Compared to the other ones that are pretty simplistic. But so find Capricorn in your chart, the symbol of Capricorn. And I'm going to go through each of the 12 astrology houses so that you can see where this energy is working. Now, a few things I want to point out. Capricorn energy is about where you feel authoritative. It is an energy of being an expert, of being refined and polished. It's about how you express yourself, how you are disciplined, and where you want to give back to others in a very business-like manner. I mean, Capricorn is associated with business because it is an energy that is very together, it's disciplined, it has that feeling of, I know who I am, I know what I'm about. Capricorn energy will work hard for something, will exert discipline to get what it wants and to create something. This energy is not afraid of the long road. It will do what needs to be done to get to that mountaintop. At the same time, Capricorn energy can also be very nitpicky. It can be the critical eye. It can be all about following the rules and structure, and how we might be dominating others, or how we might be exerting our will over others. These are the lesser forms of Capricorn. And right now, with Pluto moving through Capricorn, it's tearing down and dismantling structures that are out of date and systems that no longer work. It's revising, and that would be a gentle word, what is meant to assist and help humanity and what is holding us back. Pluto went into Capricorn in 2008, and this is when the financial market and the housing markets all crashed, because of the fraud going on behind the scenes, because the energy of those systems were not supportive of humanity's long-term evolution. Pluto is associated with evolution. And so that's why we're going to look at your chart and see where in your chart you are experiencing your own evolution. And this could feel, I'll be honest with you, it's not going to feel pretty. This is like the dark, deep stuff that needs to come up and get thrown out. It works with us subconsciously. It works with our deep inner psyches. This is where we can find our shadow selves and the parts of us that we don't want to share, you know, the parts of us that we'd rather keep hidden. You can associate feelings of shame and guilt and betrayal with this energy. However, as I'm saying that, this is also the energy that has the greatest power to be transformed. There's huge potential with Pluto and Capricorn. Pluto is associated with the phoenix rising from the ashes. This is where you rise again in a fuller, more amazing version of yourself because you've looked at what you've been unconsciously carrying. This point in our charts right now that Pluto is working with is 6 degrees of Capricorn. Okay, so you want to find 6 degrees of Capricorn in your astrology chart. And it's important to note that this exact degree, Pluto was here back in February 2011, as well as May and June of 2011. The energy of right now will carry the themes of those months. If you can remember what was going on for you in February, May, June 2011, it will help piece together some of the themes that are going on now. As I was thinking about that, I can't remember February 2011, to be honest with you. It's still a year and a half ago now, and it feels much longer. So this energy has been working with us for a while now. It's finishing up at this point. It will not return to 6 degrees of Capricorn. It's going to move forward. So if there's been something in your life where you feel has been a continual issue, okay, just in its most simple form, it's been a continual theme for you that's been this push and pull back and forth. Like you take a few steps forward, and it's not that you have to take a few steps back. It's that you go down into a cave and have to dig up stuff, and you aren't able to get through things lightly. It's deeper. It's more unforgiving, I want to say, because you can't ignore it. This transformation that's going on is not to be ignored, and there are no shortcuts. So let's take a look at where this is showing up for you. I'm going to start in the first house. If you're looking at your astrology chart and you don't know much about it, there is a line, a horizontal line that goes through the middle of it. And we're going to start on the left-hand side and go down. The astrology chart is broken into 12 slices of pie, and we're going to look at the first house, which is the first slice of pie, and this is right below your ascendant or rising sign. If you are currently experiencing Pluto in Capricorn in the first house, here's a question to ask yourself. This is about tuning in to your inner authority and looking at your self-identity in new ways. This is about how am I transforming to reach my full potential? How am I connecting with my inner authority and identifying with it in more powerful ways? In this house, we can sometimes not be aware that we're giving away parts of our own authority to others. So call it back into you and look at how am I incorporating and working with my personal power. That's the first house. If Pluto and Capricorn is moving through your second house, this is about your personal self-worth. How am I valuing myself in the world? How is that value reflected through my relationships, through how I spend my money, through what I own? How am I owning myself in a powerful way? in the third house. If Pluto in Capricorn is moving through your third house, you are looking at your mental processes, at your communication style, at how you interact with others. And you're being given opportunities to look at how powerfully you are choosing your words and how you are communicating in a way that serves your highest and best good. You have to choose your words more carefully and be more aware of your thoughts than ever before. If Pluto is moving through your fourth house, Pluto in Capricorn moving through your fourth house is powerful. This is about building a new foundation for yourself that is not based, or that is no longer based on your family or where you come from or your genetic roots. This is about building a new foundation on your own inner authority and relying on yourself in new ways. It's about creating a new home within. And this could be a physical external home or you're just a personal place that you call home. If Pluto in Capricorn is moving through your fifth house, this is about powerfully looking at what you are creating and sharing in the world. And are you doing that with a sense of ownership? Are you recognizing what you are creating and putting it out there? Are you able to see your own talents without needing a lot of reassurance and feedback from others? Are you able to take care of yourself and to connect with others from a place of love that is about owning who you are and not needing a ton of acknowledgement in return? This can also affect children, how you play, how you have fun. You might be discovering new hobbies you enjoy. I'm being very brief with each of these houses, but I just want to give you some ideas of some of the themes that come up. With Pluto in the sixth house, you are looking at what you are responsible for daily and how you are taking ownership of that. You could be experiencing new daily routines and new ways of taking care of your health and your body. There could be some big messages going on within your physical self, and you can't ignore them anymore. This is about establishing new routines and a new level of discipline. Now we move up into the seventh house, and the seventh house is where we start interacting with others more. And what this means is that you could be experiencing this Pluto energy through other people. So, for example, if Pluto in Capricorn is moving through your seventh house and you are in a partnership, it could be that your partner is triggering energies in you, is triggering the deeper transformation. Or they are going through a deeper transformation and you are dealing with what that means for you and for the relationship. If you are not in a relationship but you're experiencing, you have Pluto and Capricorn, you are refining on very deep levels what you need from a partner, what you give, what you receive, and how you don't give yourself away, how you can take care of yourself emotionally, and what you are attracted to in other people. Pluto in Capricorn moving through your eighth house, this is about where you share resources with other people. So you could be going through, say, everything that you own, your assets, and you could have some big life changes happening in that area, whether that's through, assets being divided up, like as through a divorce, or whether that's through looking at your own insurance plans or what you own jointly with other people. That's one interpretation. Another is that Pluto moving through your eighth house is going to really work with you on very deep levels about your inner psyche, about sexuality, about emotional depth. This is the house of deep transformation. And if Pluto is here, it's working with you on very deep levels, and it's meant to take you to higher levels of personal ownership and authority. This is a big energy. So if you're experiencing Pluto in the eighth house, you may need more time alone, and you may be very aware of what you energetically share with other people. If Pluto is moving through your ninth house, this is the area of the chart that's all about what is greater than you, what is greater than yourself. For example, belief systems, philosophy, religion, internationalism, higher education, long-distance travel. This is where you could be experiencing a deep changes on what you believe and what you identify with. Maybe what you thought you agreed with when you were younger is all being questioned right now on very deep levels. It could also mean that you're searching for bigger life adventures and that you want to travel more and relate to people in far-off lands. The ninth house also deals with the law, with publishing, with higher education. It could be working with any number of those themes for you. Then we move into the 10th house, and this house is associated with career. And when I see Pluto transiting through the 10th house, there's very deep changes happening for career and what, how you want to be in the world and what you want to be known for, what expertise do you want to have, how do you work in an organization, what do you want to be doing out in the world. There could be big changes going on with authority figures in your life, with a mother or a father as well, that relationship. The 10th house has a lot to do about how you are connecting to your higher purpose and putting it out into the world. It's a public arena. So there's a lot that is associated with this house as well. And you could even be looking at what recognition you need, what external manifestations mean to you, what your role is in a community. Then we move to the 11th house. And the 11th house is about the bigger picture of community and what you give to humanity. If you are involved in activism or social responsibilities, this is about a group dynamic. And so it also involves friendships. And with Pluto moving through the 11th house, you could be experiencing a deep change in people you relate to. Your world perspective could be changing, and you could be drawn to different causes and different acquaintances, different circles. Your how you express yourself in the world is changing too. Your unique essence is shifting to be a more fuller, truer expression of who you are and what you want to share. And then the final house, the 12th house, if Pluto is moving through here, it's working with you on very deep subconscious levels. This is the house of spirituality and of private matters. This is where you could find yourself needing more time alone and wanting to explore esoteric concepts, wanting to find the deeper meaning and understand more connections. Your dream state could be very, very vivid. There's also an element of closure. It's the last house in the circle, and there's a completion energy here. So you could find that parts of your life are ending. They've served their purpose. They're done. They are no longer parts of you that you want to carry forward. And as I say that, it's because Pluto will be going over the ascendant and into the first house shortly when it's completing the 12th house, it's about to go across the ascendant. And this is a pivotal, big transformation that happens with who you are in the world. So if Pluto is moving through your 12th house, know that the completions and the endings that are occurring are meant to take you to a new description of yourself, that you are preparing for a rebirth. That's the best way I can sum it up, because it is a very strong energy. And also, when Pluto is working with us, it's working with us on deep subconscious levels through many lifetimes. Often we are doing something with our soul's growth in mind. So wherever Pluto is working with you, know that that is where you're doing deep evolutionary soul growth. And I've had a lot of experience with Pluto. I know Pluto very well. And I have learned to really value everything that Pluto has required me to let go of. That is another theme, is that Pluto asks you to let go and let go and let go some more and keep letting go, because you are changing your energetic frequency on deep levels, and parts of your life have to end as a result. This is part of our soul's growth, part of the meaning and gift of Pluto. So I share all that. Like I said, that's a pretty brief overview. If you want more information, I do astrology sessions, and there are a lot of people who are having Pluto work happening in their lives and are looking for more insights. So if that's you, you can check out my astrology sessions and offerings on the website, consciouscoolsheet.com. Otherwise, I'm going to end the show, and I appreciate you so much for being here. There was a lot of good information that was shared, and I'm very, very happy that you are here to partake in it. Feel free to listen to this show multiple times, as always, because the themes and what was shared with that panel of energetic beings had many layers to it, and I think that the more we listen to it, the more information we get from it. So thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great week. We are moving through September very fast, and I will look forward to connecting with you next week. Cheers.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment alive.